Dupes are all the rage on social media. So now the latest are destination dupes for your summer vacation. Like you want to go to Italy, it would be a dream vacation, but can't afford it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you could go to Napa Valley instead.
And they're saying it's very similar.
Very similar. Now, while it's not cheap, it's way cheaper than going to Italy. If you went to Napa Valley for a couple days, way cheaper than going to
Italy.
That's
interesting.
Yeah. So that's one of the dupes that you could do, right?
Okay. All right.
Let's say you really want to go to the Bahamas. You could go instead. Your destination dupe is the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Okay. Is that cheaper?
Mm-hmm. Could be cheaper.
Could be.
Could be cheaper. I mean, you're not flying out of the country, although sometimes that can be cheaper depending on what the deal is with resorts and all that other
stuff. I just know that a lot of times I travel in the United States, it's just it's very expensive compared to like maybe a Mexico. So I guess in Italy or something like that, it would.
Let's say you want to go to the Greek islands. Gosh, that would be. Is that where those Komodo dragons live? The Greek islands. Is that what they're called? Komodo? Komodo dragons.
I know what you're talking about.
If you want to go to the Greek islands, instead for your destination dupe, you could go to Tarpon Springs, Florida, apparently.
Okay.
They say very similar terrain.
All right.
Don't know. Never been there.
Never heard of it.
But there are really beautiful places in Florida.
Florida is beautiful.
It is. So many different sides, you know, different
it's
things.
It's like 10 states in one. That's the weird thing about it.
I will say this. Bahamas or a Caribbean feel, believe it or not, I've said this before, Sarasota. It's on the west hand side. It has clear water, white sand that doesn't get hot. It has a bunch of tiki bars. And then it also has its own downtown, which is vibrant.
And beautiful shells and beautiful sunsets. Yeah, I mean, that's could be one. I think the thing is that people get caught up in like saying, oh, I'm in the Greek islands.
Right. Oh, it's fancier. And they're not like, I went to Sarasota.
To prove that.
Sarasota,
Florida.
Sarasota. 61% of Americans say that they would be interested in going on a dupe destination vacation, but only 28% say that they would say where they were. If you, and Jason, maybe you can fill us in on this one. These are destination dupes. So if you want the dream vacation feel, but you maybe don't have the money to afford it or you don't have the time, these are locations that are a little bit closer. How about instead of Nice, France, you just go to Newport, Rhode Island?
Oh, God, that sounds like a nightmare.
I don't know about it. So. Well,
very similar accents.
And people in France are rude.
There's that.
Okay. Yeah. Hey. You get the rudeness.
You get the rudeness.
Without a passport.
There's that.
In the summertime, Newport can be very beautiful with the Newport mansions, and there's a lot of crowds down there, but it feels like a boat area. It does not feel like France to me, but it's cool.
I've never been to France, so I don't know.
When I see photos of France, doesn't seem like it's Newport, Rhode Island, but it's nice.
Maybe since you've never been to France, right?
No.
So maybe if they put you in France and then they put you in Newport, you would not know the difference if you landed there. You know,
actually, Jason, where am I in France? And the French people are like, "This dude's way too rude." They're known for being rude. Like, nah, this guy.
Send this jerk back to the U.S.
You're from Newport.
If you want to experience Iceland, and who doesn't? That is.
And for a while, it was a cheap vacation, but then I think it caught on that some people were going there, and then the prices are up.
100%. My husband, that is like his dream is to go to Iceland. Always has been.
And Iceland's green, and Greenland is ice.
Correct.
Okay.
So Iceland, instead of going to Iceland, you can go to Western Colorado and get kind of the same
thing. Colorado is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I would love to go.
There's some places that, because we're so used to the green and stuff here, but just the different, like almost like sandstone-looking areas in Utah and Colorado, where it's like, it doesn't even look like you're on planet Earth, how just different it looks and beautiful it is.
My friend went to Iceland a couple of times. He says the people there love Americans. Mm-hmm. It was so much fun. They're so friendly. They're buying you drinks, and it's just a totally different feel.
That's nice. Well, finally, if you'd like to go to the Grand Canyon, but you feel like you can't afford it or you don't want to travel that far, you could. Your destination dupe would be Letchworth State Park in New York. Apparently has the same feel.
As which one?
The Grand Canyon.
Oh, Grand Canyon. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, yeah.
So, I noticed too, and Matt, you might be able to, I don't know if this hurts your new business with your wife, but.
Well, you can experience these places for an affordable price.
There you are.
Yes, if you contact your local travel agent.
But I will say that the Caribbean area, whether it's, in my opinion, whether it's Mexico or whether it's Punta Cana, if you go off the resort, you can experience different excursions and all that. For the majority part, when you're on the resort, very similar.
You're just like you're in America.
Well, because the resort. Well,
I'm saying it's very similar between Mexico and Punta Cana. I've heard that about Jamaica, too. But once you're on the resort itself, it's the Caribbean. It's very similar. So pick the cheaper one.
Yeah, a lot of times they feel the same at that point.
And Mike Carroll, my wife, was like, oh, we definitely got to go to Jamaica. I heard it's the best. It's the best. It's the best. It's going to feel very similar to Mexico, except if you go too far off of the resort in Jamaica, you probably will get beheaded. But that,
and I'll say the other place that feels different is Cabo, which is still in Mexico, but it's on the west side.
That's true.
That does feel very different. That is very safe. My wife and I Ubered to the Walmart in Cabo.
I do that all the time wherever I am in Mexico, Matt. What do you mean?
I personally wouldn't do that in Cancun. No. But Cabo, it was great.
I wanna
we went
go to Cabo.
Off the resort. We ate at a restaurant off the resort. Like, it's the one place that when we've talked to different people who have been, they encourage you to go off the resort and experience other restaurants and things.
Yeah, when I was in Jamaica and we went to Applebee's, I was like, this is great. It's the same as America. Like, I don't want to do anything like that when I'm in another country.
What did you need it from Walmart?
That's where we got our souvenirs from. So we got like a picture frame.
Don't tell people that.
Well,
I mean, I'm glad you told
us. For us, I mean, we bought us and our son something. I'm not coming back with like the whole family a t-shirt.
Like, is this from Jamaica? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Or I mean, I'm in Cabo.
Yeah. Cabo.
We took Walmart. A boat ride and saw like the arches that are out in the water. And then we ate at a restaurant that was called The Office, which was weird, but it was some of the best Mexican food I've ever had in my life. And then we hopped in an Uber and we're like, go to Walmart.
Matt, I've heard that area.
There we go.
It does feel complete. It's like a totally different
so
country.
Different.
However, for your record, when I was in Mexico, south of Cancun, there is a very popular town that we went through and had no trouble at all. It felt safe as anything. And it was a big traveler town, even for the Mexican people, right south of Cancun in the Riviera Maya. We had no problems at all. It was great.
It
was some of the best restaurants ever. But I mean, people get in their head what you know they hear and we're no difference here. Sometimes I think we're worse in the United States.
I lived in South Africa.
But that would be worse.
Not on vacation.
Mm-hmm. No resort.
No resort. It's doing missionary work and all this stuff. Not living in necessarily the best parts of, and then also doing missionary work in probably the most dangerous areas.
Yeah.
But still, you're basically fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had like a carjack.
I would be nervous
every
in
month
South
for the first 10 months of the mission. Yeah. But
it's fine.
No, I mean, seriously,
it teaches you things.
But yeah. But other than that, but for them, I mean. I was there for 2 years. I never had a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And none of my people, I knew like 200 people there that were from America and different countries, never had a problem.
Got to act like you know where you're going.
Right.
Even if you don't.
I mean, you got to be,
It's statistics. But our statistics in the United States aren't
great.
No.
There's a lot of countries that are way safer. Japan, Netherlands, Sweden, all the Scandinavian countries, even the place that Josie just went to. Where'd she go to?
Where did she go?
The doctors?
Spain.
Portugal.
Yeah.
Well, you were talking about Iceland and how they love Americans. I'm like, well, that's an upgrade from here because here we hate Americans.
Right.
Well, sometimes understandably so.
I even hear Alaska feels like a different country and it's
great. I would love to go to Alaska.
I hate the cold parts of it.
Well, you know, that's part of travel, Jason.
You've got a heated jacket.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
You can turn it on.
Just hit your button.
Topless resorts on
we vacation very differently.
Can you imagine
I'm
a
told.
Topless pool on an Alaskan cruise?
Everyone's nips are erect. Everyone's so cold.
Don't poke an eye out.
Every guy and girl. I want to go on vacation now. Jeez.